AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. economy expanded at a surprisingly strong 4.3% annual rate in the third quarter, the fastest pace in 2 years, as consumer, government spending, and exports all grew. However, inflation remains higher than the Federal Reserve would like. AP correspondent Julie Walker has the latest on a report showing Medicaid made millions of dollars in payments for people who had passed away.
Medicaid programs made more than $200 million in improper payments to healthcare providers between 2021 and 2022 for people who had already died. That's according to a new report from the independent watchdog for the Department of Health and Human Services. But the department's Office of Inspector General said it expects a new provision in Republicans' One Big Beautiful Bill requiring states to audit their Medicaid beneficiary lists against the Social Security Administration's death master file may help reduce these improper payments in the future. The watchdog report was released Tuesday. The office recommends the federal government share more information with state governments to recover the incorrect payments. I'm Julie Walker.
A judge scolded Jeffrey Epstein's longtime confidant, Ghislaine Maxwell, for including confidential victim names in court papers as she seeks to set aside her 2021 sex trafficking conviction and be released from her 20-year prison sentence. The judge said exhibits included with Maxwell's habeas petition, which she filed on her own without a lawyer, will remain under seal and out of public view until they're reviewed and redacted to protect the victims' identities. President Trump announced a plan for the Navy to build a new large warship that he's calling a battleship. It's part of a larger vision to create a Golden Fleet. This is AP News. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports on the latest Russian strikes on Ukraine.
Officials say Russia fired more than 650 drones and 36 missiles at Ukraine in a large-scale attack that began during the night and stretched into daylight hours on Tuesday. At least 3 people were killed, including a 4-year-old child. The bombardment came a day after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said progress in US-led peace talks is quite solid. However, Ukrainian and European officials have complained that Putin is not sincerely engaging with US-led peace efforts. US President Donald Trump has for months been pressing for a peace agreement, but the negotiations have become entangled in the very different demands from Moscow and Kyiv. I'm Karen Shamas.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.